The problem is our youngest brother here, continued the eldest brother. He will not share. He wants the boots, the hat, and the key all to himself. An idea began to form in Francis's mind. I can help you, he said, but you must do exactly as I say. The three brothers eagerly listened. Francis told them, I will throw a stone. Whoever gets to it first gets to choose the boots, hat, or key. The brothers consented, because each of them thought that he was the fastest and would surely win. They lined up. Francis threw a stone as far as he could, and he could throw very far. The brothers ran, and while their backs were turned, Francis tucked the cap and key into his pocket and pulled on the boots. Boots, take me to my eldest sister, Francis demanded. Before Francis could blink, he found himself standing in front of a huge stone mansion on a high mountain peak. Chapter 3. The Feather, the Golden Bridle, and the Troll. Francis knocked on the great door, and a beautiful woman answered. Rose, said Francis, is it you? I am your brother, Francis. Do you remember me? A smile spread across Rose's face. Of course I remember you, she said, throwing her arms around him. But how did you ever find me? It doesn't matter, said Francis. How did you get here, and why did you never come back? I couldn't, explained Rose. I still remember the day I went out walking. I smelled the most beautiful flower, and then suddenly I was in this strange land, and a troll was standing over me. I ran to this house to escape the troll. A kind young man let me in. The troll got angry and turned him into an eagle. Then the troll tried to break in, but the young man, now an eagle, pecked at him until he went away. I have been here ever since, and the eagle continues to protect me.